In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And today we are going to continue the passage given by St. Paul to the people of Thessalonians as he was expressing his approaches of service. So, in the verse number 5, he was saying, "For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness." By saying so, you know, we need to think always that God is looking at our words when we preach His word. He is following up our machinery. So we need to pray before, during, and after any sermon. We need to pray even in man-to-man preaching, because He is always witnessing our way. How do we express the truth? How much we are honest in delivering His love to the people. Also, you know, we need to remind ourselves that He repays everyone according to his deeds. So whatever you do will be, you know, rewarded with the gifts of God if we are honest. Again, it was said by St. Paul in another epistle, "If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." So, you know, by saying so, there are different levels of services, different level of approaching others, different level of success in delivering the message. Some of the message as pure as gold or silver or precious stones. Some of the ways of services are very poor, like hay or wood. So the fire of the evil power and the tribulations and the hard time may examine the work of the servant, whether this will continue in a fruitful way or he will lose these people he was serving. So by this he can know whether he will be rewarded or not. Back to the passage of Thessalonians, St. Paul continued, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ." So by saying we did not seek glory from men, this is an important item. When we approach others, not look around who is looking at us to see how good we are in preaching the word of God. We never care of this. We just care for the salvation of the people listening to us. So we need to be pure in this also. As the Lord said once, "I do not receive honor from men." So our Lord Jesus Christ never cared about being glorified on earth by people. Again, he was saying, "How can you believe who receive honor from one another?" As if we cannot believe in God and help others to believe if we just spend our life waiting for the glory from one to the other. And do not seek the honor that comes from the only God. Seeking the glory of God, help us to affect others, help us to preach His word honestly. Again, he said, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ." So, you know, he should be respected as apostle of Christ, but he didn't think of this. He never focused on being proud of being an apostle. He just forget this and always thinking of the salvation of others. Again, St. Paul said, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children." It's a nice example, nice simplification of the way the servant should approach others in delivering the message, like a nursing mother. You know, the mother, the nursing one, is eating good because she needs to be strong enough, and the milk comes out of her breast is full of vitamins and full of nourishment. So the same spiritually, we should eat the word of God, enjoy our quiet time, enjoy praying the masses and repentance, and by being strong in spirit, we can simplify the truth. We can just give the milk of the spirit to the newcomers, to the beginners in spirit. By doing this, we are like nursing mother. And also, you know, nursing mother will take the baby or the child in her embrace while nursing him. So in this way, we need to come nearer to the hearts of our servant people. We need to share their life. We need to come down to their problems in order to deliver the motherhood of God through our love. So we need to be compassionate to the people we are serving. We need to have patience like a nursing mother, and also we need to eat good. Again, he was saying, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. So he was not ready only to give the word of God, but he was ready to give his life to the people he was serving. By saying so, this shows how much love in his heart to the people of Thessalonians or whatever people he was serving. And this is the only key of opening the heart, that the people can see how much you love them in an honest way. Then they will listen carefully to whatever you say. You know, the Lord said once, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." By saying so, he's telling God that he never think of where to relax and where to sleep. All what he thinks of is the salvation and the safety of his people. The last point St. Paul was saying in the passage of Thessalonians chapter 2, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. You know, we need to feel this and to also transform people to our beloved people. They need to feel how friendly and how loving we are to them. "For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preach it to you, the gospel of God." So by loving people, we care much not to be a burden upon any of these people we serve. By saying so, he is very honest as a nursing mother, father, as a preacher, and this is the only way we can approach others for their salvation. Glory to God. Amen.